The man had known then that Bakersville would be next. A perfect little place, with perfect little people extolling their perfect little values. Where everyone loved everyone and everyone was a friend. He wanted them all dead. He was a patient man. He understood, better than most, the importance of planning. Good reconnaissance, his father had always barked. A smart soldier does his homework. His father was a shit-for-brains asshole, but the man did his homework. He identified his target. He researched. He learned. Politicians, school officials, reporters, major organizations, sheriff's department. He planned. He had all the time in the world, as far as he was concerned. What was more important was doing things right. He would show this town the wrath of God. He would show them the wrath of him. Then, Officer Lorraine Connor. The first time he saw her in person, casually walking by during one of his many recon visits, he nearly stopped in his tracks. High cheekbones, an uncompromising chin, bold gray eyes that possessed a hard, direct stare. Not pretty, but striking. Arresting, if you were into puns. Here was a woman who knew how to get things done. Not a trace of stupidity, which he'd come to expect in small-town cops. Not even a wide girth or beer gut to show how she really spent her Friday nights. She was fit, fighting trim, and supposedly hell on wheels with a rifle. Then he heard the rumors. Her mother, 14 years ago, the brutal slaying that had never been solved. The woman drank, you know, used her daughter as a human punching bag. Shameless, the old biddies hissed, their eyes bright as they imagined their own hands connecting with firm young flesh. Everyone knew Molly Connor would come to no good. They say the shotgun blast ripped off her whole damn head. Not a trace of flesh left above the neck. Just some headless torso in cheap 4-inch heels, clutching her bottle of Jim Beam. Told you she'd take the booze with her to the grave. Chortle, chortle, chortle.